that was used to come up with these candidates. First and foremost, we did an extensive and accessible application process. So each individual who is before us this afternoon has filled out a essay which has been distributed to the county board, as well as has submitted their resume. All county board supervisors were notified of the availability of the application, and anyone could have recommended or applied for this position. Press release was sent out to the public, and there were several media outlets that did do stories on this item, and we did receive several applications through that process. Letters were sent to numerous organizations for their suggestions, as well as some of you may know the law also expressly stated that this needed to be sent to certain organizations, and that was done. There were a number of applicants. We're very grateful for all of the individuals that were willing to serve on the board, and to be willing to serve on a board that's really not yet defined. Ms. Mapp has been receiving phone calls with recommendations or to support candidates that are on this list, and so we would encourage you to contact your county board supervisor to express your support for a candidate, or at this point in the very near future, to call the governor's office to express your support for candidates. We do have 14 of the 20 candidates that are being considered here today, and we'd like to thank them for their time and for fitting us into your busy schedule. So we will be calling them up in order. I'd like to take this opportunity, of course, to thank Jamie Kuhn, who did the lion's share of the work on this project, to make sure that we were not only following the law, but also getting qualified, diverse candidates. And so I really want to thank her. So the packets are in order of position and alphabetically. Unfortunately, they're not in order that they'll be called, so we will be jumping around a little bit. So I will call the candidate's name and then give you a minute to go ahead and to locate their information. We have the child, adult, consumers, who we are referring to as stakeholders, nurse, and community health care provider. Those are the five categories for which the county board will be making appointments. We are going to jump around a little bit, as I just stated, because of people's schedules, and we are very appreciative, once again, of the individual's willingness to come before us today on such short notice, and are very thankful also for their willingness to serve and to go through this process with us and for being here today. This is the first step in the application process, as the governor has his own process, and so you will also go through that process again. So as I call you forward, if you just want to come to the desk, make sure that the light is on your microphone so that everyone can hear you. This is being podcast. Introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself and why you'd like to serve on this board. And then if there are any questions from committee members, we will take brief questions from the committee. All right. So first on our list is Brian Wolf. All right, Mr. Wolf, come forward.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Supervisor, just point of order, I just want to mention to the public that I'll have to leave early just to go back to the dentist for an emergency check so I can stop going through this grimacing pain.
All right.
Thank you.
And Supervisor Stempler did notice my office that he would be here, and so I do hopefully expect for Supervisor Stempler to be present at some point this afternoon. All right. Thank you for your patience. Mr. Wolf, go ahead.
My name is Brian Wolf. I have 35-plus years of experience in mental health services delivery. I've been a licensed psychologist since 1983. I have a diverse background and training in terms of my degree. I have background in neuropsychology. In addition to being a licensed psychologist, I'm a licensed substance abuse counselor, and I have extensive trauma training. Over the years, over the years, my career has evolved to initially primarily and exclusively direct service to doing less direct service and now supervising a variety of mental health professionals and training of new therapists. In addition, my duties at this point include sitting in on staffing teams and treatment review teams where we establish and review records of cases and come up with effective treatment plans for them. I'm definitely interested in participating in this board as I see it as a continuation of pretty much the work that I'm currently doing.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any comments or questions from committee? Seeing none, thank you again so much for
being
here today, Mr. Wolf. All right. Next, I have Tamara Felber. Tamara Felber? All right.
Which light has to be on? Can you hear me?
Yes. Okay. You don't touch anything. Everybody should be good.
All right. Okay. I'm Tamara Ferber. I'm applying for a role as consumer. I'm 32 years old, married, have two children, have experienced mental health services in the city of Milwaukee since I was 9 years old in varying degrees. I have a dual diagnosis. I've had addiction issues as well as mental health issues. For me, they just kind of went hand in hand. Over the last 2 years, I learned a lot more about what's going on in the county as far as the redesign and what direction we want to go. So it was kind of as I began my profession as a certified peer specialist. I was certified last year. I was able to see professionally and as a consumer what was happening and really feel the need to be involved in the changes. I feel with my experience, not only personally, but also working as a peer specialist, I have a tap on the heartbeat of what's really going on and the services that are needed. And I'm always willing to collaborate, work towards compromise, and just making sure that the city is providing the best services possible to all of its members.
Okay, thank you very much. Any comments or questions from committee? Seeing none, thank you very much for being here today. Mark Flowers.
Flower.
All right.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for being here.
My name is Mark Flower. I'm also here as a consumer. And in the AODA, I'm an alcoholic and an addict. I'm also a veteran of many years of service. I'm involved with this process and want to be involved with this process because through my journey of where I do work at Dry Hooch of America, I've become involved in a lot of veteran issues that because of these wars, the post-traumatic stress, the trauma that's involved with that, the AODA issues that are going on with our veterans, and then taking that broader to just a lot of those issues that I've experienced when I was a civilian and how people struggle with services sometimes. I'm very into the peer support aspect of how we do business. That's a focus of what I'm about and what my organization that I work at is about. I'm involved with the redesign, the Milwaukee County redesign. Also, I'm with the MC3 process, and I also belong to the Mental Health Task Force that, we talk a lot about a lot of stuff. And we want to change how some things work in our county. And I've been a Milwaukee County resident for a very long time. Some really nice times, some not so nice, depending on what part of my life you want to look at. But the cool thing is that I would be honored to be on this board to make a difference, because that's kind of where I'm at. I like to make a difference. And if I have that opportunity to help make our mental health and AODA and health system in general better for the people that we serve, it would be an awesome thing. So that's kind of why I'm here. I'm about moving forward and trying to make things better for individuals. So, thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Any comments or questions from committee? Seeing none. Thank you, Mr. Flower.
Thank you.
Oops, sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Supervisor Mayo.
I want to say thank you for serving our country. Thank you for serving, helping our vets when they come back. That's all I want to say.
Thank you. No, thank you, guys.
Okay. Lynn Malhofsky? Close?
It was very close.
All right. She is a stakeholder.
Malhofsky.
What? I'm sorry?
Malhofsky.
Malhofsky. All right.
You get used to it.
It's even more fun to say.
So my name is Lynn Malhofsky. I grew up in Wisconsin and lived a pretty happy, pretty normal life until I was 35 when I got hit with depression and major mental illness. And since then, I've had to recreate who I am and what I think I can do and what I really can do. And in the course of doing that, I've learned how to help other people do that, focusing on recovery, focusing on person-centered services, focusing on trying things that are new and not sticking to just what has happened in the past. Yes. I worked with Warm Line, which is a non-crisis support line, for the last 15 years, and it's an amazing thing. People can call Warm Line just because they want to talk to someone, and they have to call because they have no one to talk to sometimes. And that can be the most dangerous part of mental illness, is the isolation. So I've been involved in that. I was involved in the Crisis Resource Center's beginning. I worked with the police department on the CIT and went to Memphis and got training there on CIT. I'm sure I've done some more things, too. I used to be a school principal in my last life, so it's kind of fun for me to find ways to combine my intelligence and my compassion into what I'm doing now. And a logical next step seems to be public service and participating in an organization or a committee like this. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any comments or questions? Seeing none, thank you again. Thank you. Carol Herzberg, who is a nurse.
Hi, everybody. I'm Carol Herzberg. I'm an advanced practice nurse prescriber as well as a registered nurse. I've worked in the field of mental health for over 25 years, but basically with Milwaukee County Behavioral Health for 22 years. I retired in February. I believe I bring a unique perspective to this board in that I have worked extensively both inpatient on acute care units as well as outpatient. I've made home visits in the community. I've helped maintain the persons with mental illness in the community, whether it is, in fact, I mentioned this in my essay, whether it's seeing a person once a month or if they need to be seen 365 days a year, our staff would make sure this was accomplished. I believe that the experiences I've had bring a unique, well-rounded perspective to what is going to be needed on this mental health board. Initially, when I was reading about it, I didn't see anything about nursing, and I'm going, nursing is vital, nursing essential. We need to have nurses on this board. So I was very glad to see that that was expanded into that as well. And again, I believe because of the experiences I've had over the 22 years at County that I do bring a perspective that I do believe would be very important and helpful. And I would be honored to be on the board. Any questions?
Thank you. Comments or questions from committee? Seeing none. Thank you, Ms. Herzberg, for being here. Right. Next, I have Robert Rowski. Rowski?
Yes, Rowski.
All right. And he is an adult psychologist, psychiatrist.
I'm a psychiatrist.
There you go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
My name is Robert Rowski. I'm a psychiatrist. I've been a psychiatrist since 1993. I was licensed in the state of Wisconsin. I'm a former employee of the MCBHD, when we called it the mental health complex, back from 1993 through 2001, and I worked, I spent a good deal of the 1990s in the psychiatric crisis service, and also did clinic in the House of Correction and the jail for about 5 years. Since that time, I've worked at WCS over at 37th Wisconsin with schizophrenics, bipolar disorder, schizoaffective disorder patients who have interactions with the criminal justice system. And I'm also a forensic psychiatrist, and I've done about 4,000 cases over the last 17 years in civil commitment, copsy of stand trial, criminal responsibility, suitability for conditional release. I testify countless times a year. In fact, I was a little late because I was waiting on two telephone testimonies. My statement is there for you to read, but and I only took about 48 hours to think about whether or not I would submit my nomination. But the reason why I did was because I've grown tired of facing the obstacles on a daily basis in working and trying to work with the Behavioral Health Division as a clinic that is an offshoot of it, from whom we take referrals and from whom we rely upon support. I used to work there. I know what the limitations to some of the things that are done there are. I don't know what some of the reasons why some of the things are done now. I have a lot of questions, but I'm a physician. I mean, we start with questions before we come up with answers. I'm intimately involved in the interaction in the intersection of the criminal justice and the mental health system. I'm deeply rooted in dealing with individuals with chronic severe mental illnesses and dangerousness. That is, if I have a stake as a stakeholder, that's my stake. My stake is the individuals who are the most severely ill and most dangerous to our community, and we're not serving them properly. And I've grown tired of explaining that to judges and to juries and to families of my patients. I've grown tired of talking about it with my staff as to why are these decisions being made and who's in charge of making these decisions, and is this the path of least resistance, or is this just people not caring on any given situation, on any given day? And there's some very talented people that continue to work at BHD, and there's some very committed people who have become part of either overseeing some type of agenda or who have become part of the status quo. And then there's other people who have left for other places because they weren't rewarded or they weren't supported in the way that they needed to for their professional efforts. It could run so much better. And I'm not saying I have all the solutions. Again, I would have many more questions than answers when I first started out. But And this isn't an extension of my career by any means. I'm not a professional meter. I'm not a person who sits in meetings all day long and talks about things and then punches out at 4:30 and goes home. I'm in the trenches all the time, days, nights, and weekends. I'm seeing patients. I'm seeing inmates. I'm working within the systems right at the ground level. But I have such insights into this that I believe I can be of some help. If the board is looking for somebody who just wants to maintain the status quo or is looking for somebody to oversee an overriding agenda and needs a name or a placeholder, then I'm not the person for this job. If the board, if I have my priorities mixed up, if the seriously mentally ill with dangerous behavior are not a priority for the treatment of the BHD, just let me know that and I'll go back to doing what I'm doing because I can help a lot more people that way. But I think I can offer some insights at least. And that's the only reason why I put myself in for nomination.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Smith?
Thank you. It's an impressive group, and you are one of that group today. I think it's, you know, we have an obvious picture that we're going to have, but it's the people who have been through the system, too, I think says a lot to come forward to. I think we need that experience. Agendas, and this is a very frank, and you summarized pretty much what you put here, you just said. So you're very direct, so I guess I'll be direct, too, then.
Sure.
And that is, do you really have an agenda? You say you don't, but do you have an agenda? Are you so down on what has happened that it might color your thinking a little bit, if you hope you take that in the right way? And, you know, I don't know if anybody really likes to sit on boards that do nothing. We have a lot of reports that sit on shelves. The situation, the way it is, that's not going to be the case, I would certainly think. And why there is need for change, obviously, and the people have spoken on that. I think, and you did say something in your remarks, too, that there are a lot of dedicated people, too. I just don't think that maybe, I don't know if I got that statement from you that, you know, that some people don't care and you're so frustrated. And I mean, I don't know how this committee is going to solve all the problems you have, by the way. So that would just be my comment. Maybe you want to respond to that. Thank you, Minister.
Sure. The question about if I have an agenda is a good one because I had to think about whether I have some stake in this as well, or what is it? What am I even getting dressed up for today and coming down here for? I don't want to sit on a board forever. I don't enjoy going to those meetings, but I don't think that everybody knows or has heard what I've seen. And that's my concern, because when I tell people, they look at me like, you should tell somebody that. And I've been telling people that for a long time. People are suffering. It shouldn't happen this way. And so, yes, I make a fine living reporting on the inefficiencies within this system. They could be done so much better. People are really suffering because of them. I don't have the time to add this to what I do. I really don't have anything. There's nothing in this for me specifically, but if I can at least shed some light on this, even by just the simple process of showing up here today for this particular thing, then I think I've at least done a little bit of good, rather than sitting in my office and not having any questions answers to the questions that I have. When I talk about the people who have been involved in the system over the years and stuff like that, I can only base it upon the interactions I've had with them and the quality of their work, but I do have insights into people's work that a lot of other people don't do. I mean, I read people's records constantly. I read hospital records all the time. I read other people's records. I do this across 8 counties. So I get a pretty decent idea as to what people are doing and what the decisions are made and different doctors and different therapists and who's good and who I can count on for good detailed reports and who I can't and such. I see a systemic dumping of the seriously dangerous mentally ill onto corrections. It shouldn't happen that way. There's really only two stakeholders in this. That's the patients and their families, and the county taxpayers who are obliged to take care of their own seriously mentally ill.
Thank you, Supervisor Washam.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With this new law and this new board, who do you think is in charge now?
I don't know. I read the law 2 days ago for the first time. I hadn't really thought about this very much. Otherwise, when I first heard the news back in late March, I thought, well, hopefully there'll be some people who are involved in patient care involved on the board. Because my experience with other meetings and things like that is that there's a number of community types of focuses. I don't know who will be in charge or what the decisions really are. I was briefed on the fact that this board would be involved in making budgets. I think any budgetary decisions that are made by this board, everyone should be held up to the muster as to whether or not these dollars are actually being used for improving patient care, patient health, restoring function, treating illness. Because if it's not, then it's a waste. And there's waste that I know of. There's got to be a lot more, because I'm not an insider on any of this. I'm in the front lines.
Just to follow up on that, it's a simple question of who's in charge. Is it, you know, what the statutes say and where the power, the decision-making power lies? I think everybody who wants to be on this board needs to know how it's supposed to function and what its roles and responsibilities are. And, you know, that I don't think has been articulated very clearly, even in the law, or at least the way I read it. So that's why I asked. I think, you know, you're a very exceptional person. You've committed a lot of your time and your life to this, and I really have a lot of respect for everything you do, especially on the correction side. So I don't want my comments to seem negative. But I do think everyone who does want to apply for this board, we just get to pass on the names. It's not us that will do the selection. Mm-hmm. And I think you have to, you know, this board may be created, and I don't know if you can really say it has any real power to really affect any change.
Well, I don't know that. And I was told that the board has to decide early on what it's going to do. And that's not going to help anything, especially if it gets steered in a direction that is, if it's not addressing what the main issues really are. And I guess and you need some people to get in the room who have ideas as to what are the biggest issues and the greatest needs, and then to prioritize them, and then to figure out how and if they can meet any of those needs. I don't know. I can't tell from the law who's in charge. I'm not a lawyer. So.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We've got Suzanne Schuler, who is an RN.
Hi. Good afternoon. Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Okay.
All right.
I'm very pleased to be here today. I've spent the last 40-plus years of my career in nursing in mental health. I started my work teaching at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. I loved being with students, but I became clear very early on that I needed to be in service and working with persons with mental illness. I joined the mental health division in 1984, and I was there for 24 years. I was the director of nursing, the director of inpatient services, and crisis services during my stay there. I would tell you there were great things happening at BHD next to some very difficult things happening, and it was a challenge. The people we serve certainly deserve the best in care, and I learned so much both from them and other consumers that I have been working with over the years in terms of what they want, and as a professional, needing to pay very close attention to the people we serve and what they need and want as a part of our work. I retired from BHD 8 years ago. It's given me an opportunity to really pursue other areas in mental health. I have been very active on the Recovery Implementation Task Force at the state. I have co-chaired the Peer Specialist Committee and started Peer Specialists at Milwaukee County. I've been very active now in the WISE program, Wisconsin Stigma Initiative, and have been active on many boards across the years, Mental Health Association, Drug and Alcohol, Planning Council. And so I bring a lot of experience in terms of board development and systems issues. I think most of all, though, I'm interested in being a part of this because I do believe our system can grow and change. I have to believe that to make sense out of the past of my life so that we think about with some new eyes. I guess if I were to say one thing about this board, is there's an opportunity to have some new eyes. There's an opportunity, I hope, for a lot of collaboration here between the board and the county board. And I'm hoping that I think we have a tough road ahead, but I think there's opportunities in the challenges, trying to define who we are, where we're going, how's this going to work, but what do we really need to do to improve care in this city is really critical. So as a part of that, I look forward to being a part of that process and hopefully can offer my background in mental health nursing.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Taylor?
Thank you. Just a quick question and a comment you just made about collaboration between the new board and the county board. How is that possible?
Well, there seems to be a number one, now, you have to know, I've read this, I read the first version, I read the second version. Some days I get a little confused between them. The county board eventually is going to be funding the work.
No.
Well, at least that's how I read it, and that's part of it. Also, there's a number of issues that intersect, okay, in terms of housing, economic assistance, working with persons with developmental disabilities. That's something continues with the county board. Certainly my experience of 24 years at BHD tells me we have a number of people who have mental illness and a developmental disability. We can't split people in half. And so we have to think about ways that people work together to improve our system of care.
So your answer is funding?
No, my answer is the people we serve and the air and the issues that we come up, funding of housing, economic development.
But it's financial.
Well,
because it's not policy, right?
Well, that's a great question. Like Dr. Roski, I can't say that I can read between the lines here in terms of the legislation. It sounds like something that we're going to have to learn a lot more about. We're going to need some help with really making it specific and concrete. I think that happens in any piece of legislation. You have to then, that's why they have rules, et cetera, after you do the statute.
Well, hopefully then, hopefully, if you have at least all the first seven speakers, two have said, yeah, they can't read between the lines, it's unclear. Hopefully, as this board starts meeting, and if there's flaws in the legislation, they can make changes, because unlike, you know, a bill that strips power from a government body, this is people's lives at stake. So, you know, this, you know, when you're writing laws, you maybe should know a little bit more about what the end result's going to be than just kind of play, you know, wing it and make changes as you go. So,
certainly, I'm sure that's no fault of yours.
No, not no fault of yours.
No, I get it. But certainly, when something's on the fast track, I know enough about legislation.
Right.
It does, and there were certainly, I know, changes from the first draft to the second, and it certainly was much improved.
Mm-hmm.
But there were still probably lots of questions
right.
That were not quite sorted out. And hopefully there will be an opportunity to be collegial about this and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have people that, and I would just say people are suffering. People need a good mental health system. They need a recovery-oriented system, a community-based system, one that really is person-centered and about them and not about us. And so we have to do something different.
Thank you.
Thank you. And so the panel is aware, the committee is aware, each of these candidates have committed not only obviously to doing their best to ensure transparency and accountability to the public, but as well as maintaining communication with this county board because they all understand that we are the elected representatives of the residents. And actually the mental health board is the determining factor as to whether or not and what comes before this county board even on an information basis. And so we thought that that was important, and the candidates that we've selected here today are all on board with keeping the county board informed as to what is going on with the mental health board. So we do look forward to it.
And we need to be in this together. It's going to take something different and new, everyone, to fix some of the issues that we have.
Right.
And thinking out of the box and moving forward and listening to the people we serve. What do they need? What do they want?
Definitely. Thank you, Ms. Shuler. Is there anything else from the committee? Seeing nothing?
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. All right, next on my list is Dr. John Barkowski, who is from Community Health. Unfortunately, he had a last-minute emergency and was unable to be here, but he was one of my selections, and so I'd just like to say he's an excellent candidate with lots of experience, very diverse experience in working in different communities, and so I think he was a good candidate. So next, we have someone that we all know who is also from Community Health, which is Pete Carlson from Aurora Healthcare. Okay. And Pete's an expert at testifying here in front of us. So
I've been here before. Yep.
You have. We're always happy to have you. We're just asking the candidates just to tell us a few, just a little bit of, I don't think any of us need to know about you. Maybe just tell us what you feel like you bring to the table.
Well, you know, I think about this. This is a really complicated, complex thing. And I think one of the problems that we've had over the years is that there are very few people that really understand the whole thing. And I think you have lots of people that understand different components. And I think I'm somebody that probably has a broader understanding of things just because I've been, you know, working on these sorts of things in this community for the last 25 years.
Wonderful. Supervisor Schmidt?
I know what's
cares if I'm on or not, maybe, but I guess you're in your last paragraph, the one line that I think maybe summarize what everybody wants to do, and you bring the experience as most do, and you say, I am committed to collaborating with community stakeholders to guide and implement an accessible and high-quality mental health delivery system in Milwaukee County. I think that's everybody's goal, and I wish everybody luck in that we can do that. That would just be my comment.
All right. Thank you very much. Anything further? Thank you, Mr. Carlson, for being here.
Thank you.
All right. Next, I have also community health is Colleen Dublinski with Wisconsin Community Services.
Hi. Thank you for interviewing me today. I'm the clinical director at Wisconsin Community Services, the Intensive Targeted Case Management Program, and also Community Support Program. I have over 30 years of experience working with people that have a serious and persistent mental illness. My heart and soul is in this field. I, as a contracted provider with the Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Division, I know the services that the contract with and what is currently provided. As a provider in the mental health field, I've also had clients go to the private hospitals and work with private outpatient clinics, so I'm familiar with that as well. What I think I also bring to the table is experience in the criminal justice system. Just like Dr. Roski, we work with individuals that are coming out of the criminal justice system. I see a failure of people coming from the state hospitals, the state prison system, not in great psychiatric state, not good discharge planning happening, and then they wind up in Milwaukee and they end up back in jail or in inpatient treatment. I think it's really important that these systems get to work a lot closer, more collaboration. I'm personally trying to do that with the state institutes, the hospitals. I also am concerned about the civil commitment process in Milwaukee. I've been on committees before discussing the issues with the civil commitment process. I think that a lot of families aren't aware of that process at all, and so people that are in need of treatment may not be getting the care that they need and end up in the jails. Or, quite sadly, like last week's incident, individuals are dying because of untreated mental illness. I also have had experience working with budgets. Again, we contract with the Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Division, and so I'm familiar with how to be efficient with the money that you get and making that and trying to capture insurance revenue is really important for our clinic. I've worked on various committees. I believe collaboration is very important, and I believe that the citizens of Milwaukee deserve first-class treatment, and that's, if I was selected for the board, that's what I would like to strive to do. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Does anyone have anything for Ms. Jablinski? Seeing nothing. Thank you very much for being here. Next, we have Rochelle Lanningham, who is also no stranger to most of us, and she is also in the category of community health.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
My name is Rochelle Lanningham, and I am presently the executive director for WestCare Wisconsin. But prior to my work at WestCare, I worked for Milwaukee County for 23 years, about eight of them at Behavior Health. I was actually the contract coordinator. So I handled all of the alcohol and other drug abuse contracts and the mental health contracts. I oversaw the Wiser Choice Network, which was a network of over 100 agencies that provided services and resources for alcohol and other drug abuse and mental health. I retired in 2011 from that job. And I've been working with WestCare Wisconsin, which is an agency, a national foundation that concentrates on alcohol and other drug abuse, mental health, veterans affairs, and corrections. I am a part of the Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Redesign, and we actually were able to addressed the redesign committee to let them know that cultural intelligence was necessary in their plans for it to be effective. I represent the community, and I represent the bridge to our community of people that are actually using our services. I also am a member of the MC3 committee, and I'm working very heartily with all of the agencies together to bring about awareness and change for our community. I also stand for the residents in trying to help bridge them or match them to the services that they need. In Wiser Choice, we had they still do have the central intake unit, which is M&S Clinical Services, and we are able to yet connect with them to get people that are like off the street to walk into my agency and they don't know what to do. We're still able to make referrals in that reform. I am the lead of Families Moving Forward, which is a federally sponsored coalition from SAMHSA. We were formed in 2010 down in D.C., and it's a grassroots coalition of 24 different agencies that work on the total family, but our mindset is alcohol and other drug abuse and mental health as well. And we're presently funded by Milwaukee County to do preventative services for youth and young adults in alcohol and other drug abuse and mental health. So I bring a different perspective because I was the gatekeeper of the funds that were contracted out to Milwaukee County. I think I would be a very good candidate for this board because I held many directors of agencies and presidents and things of that sort to their accountability of what they said they would do for Milwaukee County. So I was the one that actually made sure the credentials were in place and that the insurances were in place and that they did exactly what they said they were going to do in the RFP. And many times when we got to the end of the year, I would find that what they said in the beginning in July in that RFP would not have been done, and I had the awesome task of holding their feet to the fire to get the results that they were paid for. So I think that with that experience in mental health, dealing with those agencies in that respect, I would bring a good mindset on making sure that there is great quality assurance and accountability in whatever we do. I understand that we have to look at the services and the clinical aspect, but on the same note, we are going to be held responsible for the governance of the dollars that have gone out to be able to actually get the product that we're paying for. And so when I was asked to be on this committee, I felt that my experience in that aspect would be very good. In my letter, I talk a lot about myself. I didn't realize I was supposed to, say why I wanted to be on the committee. But I do, because I've had such experience with working with mental illness and working with the county in that respect, I think I would bring a great perspective. And I am in the community. My agency is located on 3rd and Wright, and I know that we have to do something totally different and out the box to be able to help the people that we are serving. We have to be able to bridge that where the county can come actually to the community and set up shop so that it wouldn't be so hard for people to get the services that they need. And then maybe we can do preventative work that would possibly stop the crises that we see, at the emergency room. They could get preventative, or even if we can find out before they're in a crisis that there's an issue and get them treated. And I think that the proximity of the services being where they live is a big aspect of it. I also was in the thick of the whole housing, the mental illness housing aspect back in 2008, 2009. I actually had to govern the people that was trying to get houses to rent to mentally ill people, and I had to govern that and hold that back because at the time there was issues with housing, people not able to sell their houses, and they just wanted to put people with mental illness in there, and it was like, wait a minute, it doesn't work like that. You have to have the expertise and the understanding to know the clients. This is their 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week life, and you just don't put a person in a house because you don't, because you can't rent it out. So I was very instrumental in calming that down as well, and until they got the housing division. So those are the things and the experiences that I've done. We are working very feverishly with our cultural intelligence committee. We became the 16th SMART goal for the redesign, and we want to see that infiltrated throughout the whole system so that people will understand the people that they're serving. And if we have that understanding, I think that we would be able to get better and positive results. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Any comments or questions from committee? Seeing none, thank you, Ms. Lanningham. Next, we have Jeffrey Miller, RN. Thank you, Mr. Miller, for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you. I will avoid kind of going over a lot of my history or who I am, but the things I bring to the table, I think, include some of that history. I've been working in mental health nursing for over 35 years. My first job was, even before my nursing license, as an orderly in what was formerly known as Sheboygan County Mental Health Hospital many, many years ago. And from that time on, I've always worked with chronic and persistent mental illness in a variety of roles. In addition to the mental health piece, I also have the addiction background and have been dual certified with that. I have done, in the last 15 years, I've spent working as a part of a contracted agency, so I provide outpatient services to the uninsured through Milwaukee County, where they're referred to us. So I deal directly with the population, providing clinical care. In other lives, I also have had the administrative role of being the director for inpatient mental health services for the Wheaton system. So I have that experience as well, not only clinical, but the administrative. I also currently wear the hat of the vice chair for the Wisconsin Board of Nursing, and so dealing a lot with issues of transparency and legislation. So with that, I feel that I can offer a lot because I'm very committed to the population that we serve. I think many times they're overlooked and underserved, and they deserve a whole lot better than what they are getting at this point in time.
Thank you very much. Any comments or questions for Mr. Miller? Seeing none, thank you again for being here. Next, I have Maria Elena Perez. Dr. Maria Elena Perez. Welcome.
Thank you for having me. My name is Maria Elena Perez, and I am a psychologist by trade. I have been practicing as a psychologist since 2007. Prior to that, I held my license in clinical social work since 1995. I've been working in Milwaukee ever since that time and have been with the 16th Street Community Health Center pretty much on and off since 1996, first as an independent contractor and then as a clinician. About a couple of years ago, I have been fortunate enough to obtain the role of clinical director for behavioral health. And I still practice psychotherapy as well. One of the main contributions that I feel like I have brought to the clinic and wish to extend to Milwaukee County has been my apparent talent in expanding behavioral health services. In the past year and a half, I've been able to increase my staff by at least 50%. With the clinics both at the two Milwaukee sites, and now we have a third site in Waukesha. Expansion of behavioral health services has been a big part of my platform as director, and as a clinician, certainly have seen the impact of the deficiencies and what that can do to communities and the long wait times for mental health services for both children and adults. I've also been involved in the higher education system. I presently teach as an adjunct at Milwaukee Area Technical College as in their liberal arts department psychology classes. So I think in answering the question for myself and for you all as to what drives me to be interested in this position on the board is, first and foremost, applying my clinical judgment, clinical decision-making to any committee that makes these kinds of informed decisions for a county such as Milwaukee. I also bring to the table more that ethical perspective from a psychology standpoint. and really want to be involved in something of this magnitude. What I've noticed is, as a psychologist, I can make an impact on individuals and families. And now in the past 2 years, I've been able to expand that impact as a director in helping a broader range of community members. And I feel that being part of the Milwaukee County Mental Health Board, it will yet again allow me to cast that net even further. I'm a team player. I love to work in teams. I love collaborating. I feel that I'm strong in my diplomacy skills and my communication skills. I feel that's vital to being part of this role as well. I'm a believer in outcomes. I'm a social scientist, so I really value the input of support, data that supports solid outcomes to make sure that we're going in a direction that all feel will benefit the community the most. I think with that said, I'm sure I have more to say, but it's a joy working. I love to work, and especially when it involves the betterment of mental health. That's been my passion all of my clinical career. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much. Does anybody have any comments or questions for Dr. Bettis? And I should note that she is being submitted in two different categories, both for the child and for adults.
That is correct.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you very much for being here this afternoon.
Thank
you. All right. Kay Jansen, who's also an RN. She's not here. Okay. All right. So that concludes all of the individuals, I believe, who were nominated, who were able to make it this afternoon. If you are here and I did not call your name, if you want to stand up and come forward. All right. Good. So we also have Robert Scher, who was submitted under the child psychologist category, and he is out of town at a conference. He works for Children's Hospital, so he has a lot of experience. Don Rosenberg, who was also submitted in the child category, he is out of town on a behavioral health conference, hopefully someplace warm. He works for Shorehaven. Angela Sanders, who was also submitted in the child category, is also out of town. She works for Rogers Memorial Hospital and also worked on the Justice 2000 initiative, which means she has some probably experience with corrections. Christina Vollmer, who was submitted in the adult category, she is seeing patients today, so she's unable to make it. And she is a coordinated care provider at Aurora Sinai, and also sees patients on medical assistance. And then last but certainly not least is Serge Blasberg, who is in the category of consumer or stakeholder, who is actually out of the country working on a work project. He is a member of the Mental Health Task Force. He is a member of MC3 and also is, a very important member of the Redesign Committee and actually chairs one of the committees there and has done some really wonderful work for Milwaukee County. So those are all of our candidates. All right. So we have now concluded the candidate portion of our business here this afternoon. So our goal, obviously, is to bring forward the best candidates who will have the greatest impact on our consumers' lives, their services, and their care. This is the board's opportunity to have a voice on who will serve our constituents. And while we all understand we are not happy about how we got here, it is about the applicants, their willingness to serve, and their commitment to patient care. The diversity of the experiences of these individuals is valuable as they figure out how to represent the best interests of our residents. So as you'll notice, we have someone who is a veteran. We've got cultural diversity. We've got some corrections and some homelessness, and did that on purpose to make sure that we were really serving or putting forth a wide array of candidates for the governor to select from. So having said that, I want to reiterate one more time that we are nominating 4 people in each category. The governor of our great state, Scott Walker, will then select one of these candidates in each of these categories. And so the final decision is with the governor's office. So having said that, we do have a resolution this afternoon. Before we get to the resolution, we have a quick amendment to the resolution. And so I am going to pass the gavel to Supervisor Mayo so we can talk about the resolution here.
Supervisor Roma West.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I just need to adjust lines 40 and 41 of this resolution as follows. Robert Rowski, MD, General and Forensic Psychiatrist. I'm deleting the language Department of Psychology, Psychiatry, Medical College of Wisconsin, and including private practice. And I move approval of this amendment.
We have a motion for a move of approval of this resolution. Has everybody looked at the amendment? Any questions?
It's just the amendment.
Just the
yes.
amendment.
Okay.
If not, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the amendment only.
Roma West.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Wyshon.
Aye.
Bowen.
Excuse for the rest of the meeting.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 0 noes. The amendment is approved.
We have Supervisor Roma West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move approval of the resolution as amended. The resolution was submitted to my colleagues yesterday afternoon, and hopefully each of them has had an opportunity to take a look at them. The resolution clearly just states that, thank you, that we are submitting these names to the governor for the governor's purview as to who will sit on the new mental health board being formed in Milwaukee County. These are the Milwaukee County Board's recommendations, again, in five categories, which is child, adult, community health, consumer, and nurse.
Okay. Any comments or questions? Somebody want to shout.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just thought to all of the people who came down here today, I just wanted to say thank you. Your commitment to this is very important. And I really do respect everything you do. And I think if you look at what the county board has done over the 14 years that I've been here, we have been the ones who have taken on different interests, and we've made the hard choices of increasing the tax levy and providing the services that that people need. Unfortunately, because of this new law, I think actually they've done our community a disservice. I don't see the change coming that I know all of you want to hope for. The fact is, your names will be submitted to the governor, and I'm sure they'll have some 20-year-old intern run your name through a list to see if you signed the recall. If you did that, you're not going to be appointed. They'll then take their other list and then see if you're if you've donated to any Democrats in the last 6 to 12 months. If you did that, don't expect to get a call back on that. Those are just realities of politics in Madison, because honestly, Scott Walker was here for 8 years. He didn't care about mental health when he was here. He doesn't care about mental health when he's in Madison. That's just a fact. So, I'm very disappointed that we have to kind of go through this charade, because it shouldn't be the Milwaukee County Board that interviews people for this. It should be a select committee of the governor. If he was really committed to doing something about mental health, he himself or someone really close to him would be here interviewing people and saying, I want that person to implement these policies. But he's not here. And I just find it just a bit confusing that they claim that we were such a bad overseer of the system, we have to create a new board, but then I get to select all the people who are going to be on the board. It's a bit ironic in that way. And I hope everybody takes the time, those that ultimately do get selected, to understand this budget process, because it is not what you think. The department will submit a budget to the new mental health board.
You guys will do whatever you want with it, changes and all that kind of stuff. You submit it to the county executive. The county exec will do whatever he wants to. And you may not like that. But guess what? You don't get another kick at it. You don't get another kick at the cat, as they say. So you can work really hard for hours and hours and weeks and everything, and you'll end up in futility because the county exec will say, well, I'm just not going to fund that. Now he's going to exit out, and he doesn't agree to it. So, you know, there's all of that. And we've had to deal with that, but we've always had the chance to come back and override that veto. This new mental health board doesn't. And then we just have to, the taxpayers of Milwaukee County don't get a say in this. We just have to accept the end results. So it's not your typical legislative process of back and forth. It's a big boulder rolling down the hill, and you just need to step out of the way so you don't get crushed. We recently had an incident at Red Arrow Park, and Chief Flynn stood up and said, we need to do something about this. Well, a month earlier at our Health and Human Needs Committee, it was made clear that we don't exist anymore. And that when it comes to mental health, that the county exec, when they said, well, who's in charge in this interim period, they boldly said, the county exec's in charge. He gets to make all the policy decisions, and he gets to run the place. So I would hope that we wouldn't get confused anymore and to think that we actually have some input in this. The only person now who gets to really decide on how we spend anywhere between $53 and $65 million is the county executive. And if you're not willing to take on that county executive and expose him for the fraud that he is on mental health along with Scott Walker, don't expect anything to change in this community, because it's not. Because I can sit here today and say, you know what, I would like to spend $1 million to train every police officer in Milwaukee County on how to deal with people with mental health, but I am barred by this state legislation in doing anything like that. So if I didn't mean to make an inappropriate look on my face when people talk about collaboration. We're not allowed to collaborate. We are forbidden from doing any of that kind of stuff. And that's why I would hope that when I ask the question of who do you think is really in charge, because it's not the county board. So, and unfortunately, I think you're going to find out as this thing evolves that either is the mental health board. So I wish you all the best of luck, and thank you for your efforts, and I hope it isn't as futile as I thought the last 14 years that I've tried to make a difference. Thank you.
Supervisor Smith.
Thank you. I don't want to leave on that note, because I think it's the way it is. So we can, I have some hurts or some things that I could go along litany to, kind of, and I think some of those are real expressions of frustration, because I thought we'd try to do the best we could. And we did do a lot that was vetoed by the county executive and trying to fund certain programs, target case management, et cetera, came up every year, and we kept them in. And I think for the better, too. But here we are. And the reality is, you all want to serve on this board. I think the practical application is, I saw just a couple people with some recommendations to us. One person in particular had a lot of recommendations, emails I was reading about some of you, particularly one person. If you're sincerely interested, I think you need to get some backing and to write the governor. Let's be practical about, there's politics and everything. I think everyone here is qualified. You know what, and I'm kind of the one who looks at half full rather than half empty. And I think that if truly we take some people at their word, some of the sponsors, the governor, that this is going to go outside the hands of the politicians, then I would hold the governor, and I think you can have some confidence that you are not going to work in vain here, that indeed all our politicians, our governor, are going to listen to what you have to say. If indeed they're going to be true to their word and say, you know what, the politicians have tried to run it, and I think he can put in that category too, and it hasn't worked for whatever reasons. Not because people haven't tried or cared. I can assure you of that when I look at people who've been in that process and ourselves. I can grade ourselves critically, but I can give us some pluses once in a while too. So the point is that if you're disheartened by some comments, well, that's the way it is. Okay, it's a new day. There is a role to be played. One of you will be picked in each of these categories, so maybe you've got to rethink, you know, that it's going to be a tough job. But it's the law. It's the way it is. And I just refuse to believe that when we go through this process, it's not going to be a 20-year-old intern. I certainly hope that's not the case. Okay, that indeed some professionalism will be given to this, that the governor will spend appropriate time. The credentials are wonderful. So get out and promote yourselves. A word to the wise, if you really want to serve on this. You got to rethink that maybe, because there are the political realities here. But you all made some statements. There were some wonderful statements here. Supervisor Weishaupt certainly acknowledged those as well, in that you all have talents to give. That should be the overriding factor, not whether you think your comments are going to be, you know, well received or not. And I just hope and pray that indeed, if we're all concerned about the future of those in mental health, you've all have expressed that. I mean, we're all in the same boat here. That anyone looking at these qualifications will put the expertise and some credibility in the people they pick, and it won't be just about politics. I certainly hope the case, and I would hope you wouldn't just use that as a barometer and say, well, I don't think I'll take my name off because I didn't vote for the governor or something. I certainly hope that won't be the case, that politics finally will not win the day, that competence and caring in people that can have objective judgments, and he said, well, we're taking it out of the hands of the politicians and we're giving it to the experts, and let's see you do that. Thank you.
Supervisor Roma West.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also don't want for these candidates to be disheartened by some of the comments that they've made, as much as I may agree with some of them. So just to reiterate, the governor does have a process for these candidates. So as you move forward, once the county board gives the final approval, you will be contacted by the governor's office, and you may have to do this whole thing all over again. I don't know what the governor's process is going to be. Maybe the governor doesn't know at this point what his process is going to be. But I also do want to just, for the public and for those who may not be aware, the county executive also has appointments to this board. The county board obviously has appointments to this board. And the CCSB, which is the Combined Community Services Board, also has an appointment to this board. So we are not the only entity which is putting forth candidates. I don't believe that we're forbidden from collaborating, and which is why I think it was so important for us to make sure that we selected candidates who were open to having a conversation with the board, because Supervisor Weishaupt could very well contact Dr. Bettis if she makes it to the board and say, look, I have these concerns. We need to get the police trained. We need to do this. We need to do that. And then she can go ahead and put that forth to the mental health board. So there is room for collaboration, and I do think that it's important that we do keep the lines of communication open, because at this point, if someone has a concern about mental health, they're going to call my office. And I need to be able to know who I can contact to get that concern expressed. I am one of maybe few county board supervisors who are really open to this process. I think that there is a lot of there's a lot of work that still needs to be done. One of the issues that we had in the 2014 budget was that we were being looked at as being obstructionary, when what we were doing was we were listening to medical professionals. When BHD brought its budget forward, there were concerns by medical professionals, by the hospital system, that what they were proposing was not in the best interest of our patients and in the best interest of our community. And this board took those concerns very seriously. And we've now been labeled as being obstructionary because we did that. And that's the type of thing that this new board is going to have to be prepared to do battle over, because you are the professionals. So I would have loved to said, I'm a professional and this I know for a fact this is what we need to do, but I couldn't do that. So we did things like capacity studies and, you know, left units open and things like that, so that we were able to make sure that we were taking care of the concerns that the medical professionals had. And so I welcome the input of the new mental health board. Did I think that we needed to do that? Did I think the state needed to step in and make that happen? No, I don't necessarily think it had to go down like that. That's how it did go down, and so, you know, I'm going to make lemonade. The last thing is that I think everybody who's sitting up here, at least, and probably most of you are aware, that this, you know, reeks of posturing for a state takeover. So that's something that you have to be prepared for as a member of this board, is the fact that an audit's being done and different reports and information's being collected for the purpose of giving Madison the ammo to come back to the legislature and say, this is just a hot mess and we need to take it over and we need to develop a regional model or we need to do whatever. That is our reality. And so I, again, just applaud you. I can't say that enough, that you would have the passion to want to get involved in this and do it. It's outstanding. And so, again, I don't want anyone to be disheartened by some of the comments that were made by my colleagues, as much as I may agree with some of the stuff that they said. I do think that this is important work. I do think that it needs to be done. And I personally do believe that it should be done by mental health professionals. I think that that's where we're at. There's a lot of plans on the table. A lot of it's been fast-tracked. I'm not sure that that's the best thing for Milwaukee County. You guys have the ammunition that you need in order to evaluate that, take a look at it, and to make changes that will truly affect patient care in Milwaukee County, and that's what we need. So we do. I do again move approval of this resolution as amended. I hope that my colleagues can support these candidates. I do believe that they are excellent candidates across the board. They have the experience. They have the diversity. They have the life experiences that's really needed to take Milwaukee County to the next level. And I'm proud to support them today.
We do have a motion for approval. Any comments from the committee before we take the vote? I'm going to pass the gavel to Supervisor Smith.
Do you have some comments, Supervisor?
Yes, I do.
On the motion, Smith.
I do. On the motion. First, I want to thank everyone who came out and wanted to be a part of this historic moment within the state of Wisconsin. I feel that you will do a good job, but honestly, if you read the paper, I'm one who did not believe that we need to change the board. I will still believe that we do not need to change the board. Because when you take over and whoever's on that board, guess what? You're going to be the fault of it. Because think about it. If they really want to change something, they would change the whole administration. They would not change the board. Because this board do not do the day-to-day operations. That board is not taking care of the patients. This board is not doing the administration and make sure that the bills are paid and the bills are not paid and not getting our money back. So I have a concern about that. And I suspect everyone who came out who won't be a part of this, but I will be abstaining from this vote because I do not believe that because you change one horse to another horse and you really don't have the day-to-day operations in your operations, you're not going to make a change. Because when you have all the responsibility, then you can make a change. Your board only going to meet four times a year. How can you really be represent those individuals? Your board, when a person calls and we look for one of you, who's going to actually be able to advocate for that patient? So I'm sorry. You need to get rid of Cologne and all his administration. Start new. Because that's the problem. Not him, because it's been going a long time. The workers have been working there, but they know what's going on. So the young ladies, particularly you, the one straight back, I know you've been around a long time. You know the issues out there. If you don't change the administration and the think process out there, you're still going to have those same problems. I wish you all the luck in the world. I hope everyone who wants to be on this board will be there. But my conscience, I can't support it. And I'd rather not vote no. I would rather say I was staying.
Supervisor,
are you
done?
I'm done. Yeah.
Thank you. Supervisor West.
Very quickly, I just want to say two things. First of all, this new mental health board does have the ability to oversee the day-to-day operations. They do directly, can directly provide supervision to the administrator, the administration at BHD. They also, obviously not Director Cologne, that's a completely different area. But they do have hire and fire power over the new administrator at BHD, whoever that may be. They also will have a hand in appointing that person because we have an interim director at this present moment. The second thing is that this board meets 6 times a year, which means every other month. But they also have the purview to meet more. So I just want the correct information to be getting out, especially because it directly affects or will directly affect at least 5 of you in this room. So. Thank you for the leniency.
All right, we have a motion for the resolution as amended. Take the roll.
And fire. Okay.
Roma West.
Aye.
Mayo.
Abstain.
Wyshon.
No.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
3 ayes. 1 no. The motion to approve, recommend this item for adoption as amended prevails.
Excellent.
Yeah. Just keep it calm.
Thank
you. Mr. Chairman, I move to refer this item to the Monday, May 12th meeting of the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors.
We have to formally do it.
Right. Yeah. Go ahead.
So moved.
So moved.
Mm-hmm. Any comments?
No.
Right. Duly noted. Then we adjourn.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody,
for coming. Thank you. Thank you.